Hey, Twitter world, it's me, Uncle Dust, and you're watching. Hey, Twitter world, with me, Uncle Dust. That's the intro. Here's the intro. Let's try a couple of intros since this is a groundbreaking show. Okay, it's been featured on Ken Burns documentaries. It's been featured on so many different PBS stations, and I want to thank you guys for all the donations. It really helps as this is a public access TV station where we go ahead and keep everybody, and we keep everybody updated that needs to updated in the world of Twitter. This is how we communicate now. So it's very important that we keep those donations coming. We're in 72 countries currently around the world. I don't know how many countries there are, but that seems like a lot. So I want to thank you guys. So you guys are the lifeblood of Hey Twitter World. And so for that, I thank you. Okay. Now here's the deal, folks. If you enjoy this, you hit the heart on Twitter, you hit the share it with some of your twits, your fellow twits. And you probably, like me, you have names for your people, your friends, because as we know, this being the year 2022, if you text back and forth on Twitter, you are a friend. And if you hit that follow, you're committing to trust that person on that Twitter. There's no if, ands, or buts about it. This is reality. This is all real. Everything you read is factual and shall be taken as such. And you're only doing yourself a disservice if you get on Twitter and you don't believe everything you read. You're going to end up going down a dark road there. You're going to want to be in on everything. I mean, how are you supposed to know what to be mad at, what to be scared of? All the nuances that come from being a human being in this human experience that we call Earth and whatever beautiful country that you live in. We all have our problems as such. And I just want to assure everybody that this is a fun ride. Okay. You know, don't take it too serious. It's not that bad. Okay. And as always, this is a carryover. All right. Don't be a cunt. Just don't. Okay. Just pump your brakes. You know, if you need to take a break, if you need to fucking spike your phone, if you need to, you know, it's fine to ruin phones. If you're of age to have a cell phone, which is probably 4 at this point, if you don't have a cell phone by 4, I mean, most of your friends are going to be making fun of you in kindergarten. By the time you hit kindergarten, if you don't have an iPhone, I mean, you're going to have a rough go in life. So we're going to move forward with some topics. Picked out some tweets. These are trending. These aren't ones that I cherry-picked. I just went with what was trending so that we may go through it together and get an idea of what we need to know so that we can operate in the Twittersphere. Because if you don't know what to love, what to be passionate about, to really get in and dig in, make the most of your characters when you're tweeting, you're not going to help yourself. You want to be able to one-up everybody. You're going to want to, if you see a comment and it's at the top and you're like, man, look how many likes he's got, bro. That comment, or cis, or, you know, cis male, or BLM guy, or trans person, or, you know, Amtrak worker, or firefighter, or Blue Lives Matter, or reptilian, if you're into conspiracies. You know, shout out to my conspiracy people. I want to send a special shout out to, not to get off track, but NFT people. We see you. We love what you're doing. You know, keep bringing that great work. Pretty soon those are going to be up in museums all over the place. Replace all this old, outdated Leonardos and Da Vinci's and such, the Mona Lisa's and other such arts that are just like, like spit on those paintings, man. It's like, this is the new age. And it's like, as such, we need to go ahead. What happens when anything new comes along, you're going to have to trash. Unfortunately, this is how it works. You're going to have to trash the old. It's not just good enough that it stands alone. You have to trash the other stuff to then climb up and put your stamp on the world, which is, as we know, the NFT community. So thank you. Also go over to patreon.com/firecrotch. That's patreon.com/firecrotch. FIRECROTCH. And join over there. Also, I might as well get the plugs out of the way at this junction. We can go over to the Original Wiggas. That's Original Wiggas. Okay. I know what you're thinking. You're like, I heard of Wiggers. I never heard of Wiggas, Dust. It's like we're taking the hard ER off. Okay. This is what we were, some of us that appreciated a fine black man's. Some of us that listen, we participated and said hip hop culture. Okay. Black culture, African, Pan-American, Pan-African, Cuban African, Puerto Rican, even the Mexicans are African at this point. I hear them saying nigga. So it's what it is. Everybody's basically African. And if you identify as a Wig, I mean, you can, I wouldn't say you're going to get away with it. I mean, be careful. Just still be quiet. Be very quiet. You don't want to just be willy-nilly with it because you might catch a, you know what I mean? You never know who you're. You always want to, you know, I don't know if you have a I've had my white man's card rejected numerous times in numerous situations. I can't tell you guys at this moment. That's, I'm going to save those for Patreon, okay? Because this is more of an edited, faster, streamlined. So as I'm saying that, go over to YouTube. That's on Wednesday. Also, my boy Cliff Focus, Focus CDS on Twitter, Instagram as well. Uncle Dust Comedy, everything. If you're on OnlyFans, if you catch yourself on OnlyFans, all right, and you're doing your thing, I'm not judging. Everybody's human. You're going to have to, you know, that's the new wave of how men and women are communicating online and streamlining the human experience through platforms where you can give money to a individual and then they'll show you, they'll reciprocate with a maybe a backside or a breast, or maybe you get the whole enchilada for the low price of who knows. I've seen $4.99, $7.99. It depends on their production value. Do they got a jungle behind them? Is it real jungle? Is it a blue screen, a green screen, excuse me? Although you can use blue screens. And if you need to get into that, we can get into that on Patreon as well. Just go, you're going to want to direct yourself after the show over to patreon.com/firecrotch. So today's first, thank you for being here. Appreciate you guys. So as we move along today on Hey Twitter World, what was wrong with the, we got one here from Latino Rifle Association. This is trending. This is one of the topics that are trending. It was Salon. Sometimes you'll notice that the words are trending without a hashtag. And it just means that that word's been typed enough into a tweet, that it just, they have to pick it up. The algorithm picks it up. And as we know, we trust in the algorithm around here. It's TIA around here. You do not question the algorithm. Algorithm knows best. It knows where to guide us in our emotional distress, fear, in our time of need when we're on Twitter and we're scared. We're like, well, where do we go? Who do we trust? I mean, who's after us? Well, the algorithm knows and will tell you. Therefore, you can operate in your day-to-day and pass it on in your work areas where you might work. If you work in a cubicle, you have something to talk about, be scared about. You know, you want to get together with people and really congregate and get that group think together. It's very important. Do not attempt to think on your own. Don't do it. Knock it off. Don't ever try it. Just go ahead. You want to get in there, find a group, and find the algorithm. Trust in the algorithm, TIA. So as long as You guys get it? Okay. I trust you. We're on Twitter. I trust you. So, Salon, at Salon says, when Ronald Reagan's racism saved lives, and then you'll notice a picture here, but they came with a picture, and now you can do this in a tweet. You can put a picture out, and that's nice. So you can really get the text so much isn't really going to grab the people. You want it to have a great picture, something that's really maybe, juxtaposed, okay, loud, grab you. So they have the red S on here. And at first, I know what you guys are thinking. You're like, that kind of reminds me of SS, in Germany, World War II. And I hate to say the word, it's said a lot, but it's like it reminds you of the Nazis. It reminds you of the good old days. It reminds you when Hitler was really, he was up to no good. And if you guys haven't heard of Adolf Hitler, he was a gentleman, a failed painter. And if they had NFTs there, he'd have really maybe, went that way and maybe not went down the line of gassing a few poor souls, a few million, I believe it is. I don't know the exact number. But believe whatever the algorithm says, however many the number is, just believe that. Don't research it on your own and never go anywhere else and talk to anybody else about that. Okay? Don't talk about it. You're not supposed to talk about that, so don't talk about it. Okay? So in this one here, it says, when Ronald Reagan's racism saved lives. And, at first you're going to go, well, how would racism ever save lives, Dust? I mean, we're taught that racism is bad. Don't judge a book by its cover. Don't just be willy-nilly with the N-word. Don't just go out there popping off. Hey, you fucking it. Don't just, you got to ease into it. So we'll see here. Maybe there's a time when the N-word, save some folks. Maybe they were white. I'm not saying that there were other than, but it's possible. I'm not here to, listen, history happened. We can't as Twitterers go back and fix history. Right? We can't get in a time machine. We can't get in a Twitter time machine and go back in the day and fix these atrocities that we've all come to know and disagree with and be like, hey, now this is what we're doing now. Okay? So, when Ronald Reagan's racism saved lives, armed black men meant immediate gun control. And, let's take a look at the picture here. So there's a picture here. It's black and white now. I know some people are going, well, Dust, Twitter and Instagram have features. Not Twitter, but Instagram, which we're all familiar with. I'm sure if you're a fellow Twitterer, you're also on Instagram. And you're probably also on TikTok. And you're probably also on Tumblr. And you're probably also on Reddit. And you're probably also on Facebook. And I hope you are. And I hope you spend a lot of time on them. Because like I said, if you're not on there, you're not living and you don't know what social cues to take from. And when you're walking around, how are you to behave and react on the spot without processing thought and really just have a great reaction, right? So these are key. So the black and white, you can have black and white. You can do this. You can put a picture up of your cute cat. Maybe your cat's playing with a ball of yarn. And you're like, oh, God, this is the cutest damn thing I've ever seen. Look at this cat. This must be the only cat that's ever playing with yarn, okay? And you're like, I'd like to be in black and white. Well, guess what, folks? It's there. They gave a filter to you on Instagram, and how nice is that? I'd like to take the time to thank you guys and also thank Instagram for that filter that I don't know what we'd do without it. It also, you could do little time pieces in it. You could do periodical pieces if you guys are fans of period pieces. Throughout history, it's fun. They're good. Okay. I mean, who doesn't love Gangs in New York? That's a period piece. Okay. I'm not talking about periods, you sick fucks. Okay. I'm not talking about periods where there's a menstrual cycle. Okay. But if there are menstrual cycle pictures, I hope that they're in black and white because, I mean, nobody needs to see that. It's disgusting. Spit on your land. None of that horsey sauce. Okay. And I apologize for my language ahead of time. This is going to be, if you like unedited more stuff, go over to patreon.com/firecrotch. So This one's in black and white, and we have a, it could be a male black man, African-American, Pan-American, Cuban-American, what we call now POCs, people of colors. There's a fine gentleman in what appears to be an Inspector Gadget coat with a, I believe, I'm not a shotgun specialist. It looks like a Remington, maybe, possibly. You could pick one of those up for about $150, $200 at your local Big Five. Kmart used to sell them. Used to be able to just pop on over to Walmart, get your problem solved. Now we got to go through all these gun checks and whatnot. It's really, you know, I mean, I understand, you know, all this hubbub with the school shootings and such, where it just, all these atrocities, you're just getting, they're just getting thrown at you, dude. And you're like, oh, you know, can't we just get rid of all the guns? And I agree. It's like, why don't we just get rid of all the guns, right? I think Twitter solved it a long time ago, but we're going to run through this because I'm sick of guns. I'm sick of them killing kids and just murdering kids and whatnot by themselves, because they do. If anybody knows anything, the gun is always the guilty party. Always the gun. Never the human. Always blame the gun, people. Twitters, you hear me? Blame the gun. Do it. So what we have here is a, it could be a, the other fine Jack Black gentleman, not to be confused with Jack Black, the actor who was in Jumanji and other fine films, such as, that wasn't really a fine film, but I Orange County, it fucking sucked dick. It also gave fucking, who the fuck is this fucking cunt? I'm sick of, listen, man, that was the beginning of the end. Was that fucking Colin Hanks? Colin Hanks was in that shit, corny ass movie, but we got to see Jack Black. Everybody loves Jack. Who doesn't love Jack Black? I mean, the guy's a hopping big ball of energy. You just want to fucking cuddle him, put him in your lap, fucking burp him, dude. Have him do fucking cartwheels around. He's the closest thing to a midget. He's like in between a midget and a human being, or the little people, as we're told to call him on Twitter, and you should. Don't just walk around just willy-nilly on Twitter, just running, popping off of the lip, saying midget, 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 midget. You're going to want to say little people, okay? So you got my man with the green beret hat on. He's jacked. I mean, fine Nubian specimen, okay? If I was a gay man, I might, you know what I mean? Does he need baby oil on him? Has anybody asked him? This is very important, you know? It also helps to stop racism in a way. If you can just, what you want to do is just overreach. Okay, always overreach to correct racism. And even if you haven't committed an act of racism, you're going to want to go up to any black people that you see and really just overstate, do they need lotion on their skin? You know, can you see their extra muscle that God gave them? You know, how, I mean, or do you got a fucking 12-inch hang? I mean, does it hurt? Does it need to be worked? Does it need to be massaged? I mean, these are important things as white people on Twitter that you need to do. I think you're getting the gist of where I'm going here. Okay, this is a Twitter white person. If you haven't guessed it, knock, knock. Twitter honkies. Okay, you fill in the blanks in your minds at home. Okay, this is what, as we've seen. Does his feet hurt? How long has he been walking? Why is there black people still walking? I shouldn't see on Twitter any black person ever walking. You should always stop and pick them up every time, okay? That's never gone wrong. Stop, pick them up, ask them where they're going, tell them, you know, I hate to see you out here. You know, obviously you can't get a car because of the Twitter whites, all the goddamn honkies out there holding you down, not letting you on the bus. You know, you probably can't even access decent food. And this is what pisses me off, okay? And this is what pisses you off, because we're on Twitter. And that's what we do. So here you have, you know, he's saving lives by, arming the Black Panthers. So there's that Twitter world. What do we got here? Okay. Bail is trending. Not a hashtag. It's just bail. And this here is from the Sun Tottenham. Not to be confused with the Bottenham out of Miami. And what we have here is the former Real Madrid doctor says Gareth Bale is best athlete he's ever seen over legend Cristiano Ronaldo. Okay, here's what's happening. Now on Twitter, what you want is a hyper homosexuality in a way combined with balls. And what better than combining a soccer ball with a topless twink, given what appears to be a shit stained thumb up and a man wearing a strapless bra over his, his six pack is impressive. That's an eight. I can't even count. I mean, God forbid this guy. Hot dog. And I know Twitter, you're thinking, is it wrong to just let a man pop his top and not ooze over it? And I say go for it. I say really lay into it. And really what you want to do is make him feel so uncomfortable that he puts his shirt back on. And this is just a different way of doing it than me going, hey, you know what I mean? Stop being a bona fide fucking cum guzzler, bro. This is a better way. See what I'm giving? I'm giving you tips here. This is worth the price of admission. So, you know, these are tips that Uncle Dust has given you on Twitter to perform your duties as Twitterers, where you can really go in easier. Go in at a different angle, one that's not played out. You know, you're not going to want to, you want to do the long play here. You're in for the long haul. You've probably been on Twitter as long as Twitter has existed. I mean, I think it's, what's it been around now, 10 years? And now we see what it's really, it's not for just fruit pics and pics of cats and, you know, celebrity smut, right? It's for everybody to get on and really find their group and really go to war with each other and really thrust out those anger and that built up aggression that you have from your unfulfilled lives. Really is what it's there for. It's not there just for games. It's not like you just get on there and go, oh man, cool, nice, right? Or hey, you know, or bye, or like meet you, right? It's not for that. It's like, you motherfucker, I'll fucking murder you. You want to fucking die? You know what I'm saying? Really get people riled up. Get them fucking by the soul. This cocksucker needs to die. You know, and they're posting little pictures of, you know, how dare they? How dare they post pictures of their fucking kids in different outfits and having fun? And it's like, fucking eat a fucking dick, go to hell. Right? How dare they? We're living there in misery. And these people are twitting, being happy. It's like, hell no. I'll be fucking damned. That shit ain't happening. Find out where they live. Find their place of employment and really give it to them. That's the Twitter way. That's the Twitter experience, people. So, moving on, as we see. Moving on to the next Twitter talk. This is going good. I'm so glad you guys joined. Let's give you guys another round of applause. This is beautiful. We're learning Twitter manners. We're learning why Twitter was here in the first place and who it's here for, where we can really manifest our Twitter destiny, so to speak. It really just keeps us together as a people, tight, knit, feelings, good, love, right? That's what we're here for, folks. Let's not bury the truth. Always let people live their truth, Twitter. So let's check the next topic here. I got to lean around this camera here. Okay, what do we got here? Hey, who's that? It looks like me. Uncle Dust Comedy. Well, that's not the one I was going to pick, but let's see what we got here. Well, might as well. I usually hit the heart. Might as well hit the heart on it, huh? We're already there. You can do the same. Share it with your friends and family. Bitcoin. Here we go. Matthew Hyland. At Matthew Hyland. 19 hours ago says, hashtag Bitcoin with what looks like an icon of some sort. and hashtag Ethereum are consolidating in different directions. Going to be interesting to see which way the market pulls both of them. So as you can see here, you have the made up money, Bitcoin, which some people love. They go, hey, Bitcoin's the future. Okay. Like, let's trade. Give me those monies you got. Give me those dollars, and I'll give you a piece of fraction, and then you hold on to that, and then you can get it out of an ATM machine, I believe. I think they're harder. They got one at the smoke shop. I know if I had Bitcoin, I think I could take out Bitcoin. If I had Bitcoin, I'd take it out for cash because the guy doesn't take Bitcoin. But that's what we're working towards. So that's what the whole Bitcoin thing. So there's a, I guess there's like a, you know, it's like anything, right? It's like somebody thinks of an idea and then they go, hey, listen, this is a good idea. Everybody hates money, right? Everybody hates the fact that it's controlled by someone and it's always going up and down. And they go, listen, we can do it better. So trust us, right? And then you start buying, you buy in. So it's like you're buying stock-ish, so to speak. I don't know the exact, this is just my opinion of what I see, you know, okay? And then you give them the money and then they hold on to it. And then when you want some out, they go, well, I mean, it's kind of difficult to give it to you, but I mean, there's some ATMs that maybe take a little money to exchange for it. So then you got to go find that ATM and then you take that out. And then you hope that, I guess the same way as a dollar could crash, that Bitcoin doesn't crash, right? I guess that's the same thing. Only they say, I think that Bitcoin isn't connected to a stock market, so it can't crash. But somebody controls the button somewhere to tell it how much to be. Seems like that's... So there's a guy that wakes up every day and he goes, you know what? I feel like Bitcoin should be worth this much. I think this is accurate and it's true and it's factual. There's a guy that wakes up every day and he goes, listen, I'm feeling kind of froggy. I'm going to make it worth like 10 billion each. Right. And then everybody that's already in wins while everybody that's out goes, oh shit, I should have got in like fucking yesterday. Cause now it's at 10 billion. How am I ever going to buy that? And they go, well, don't even trip, bro. You can buy 0.00001 of them shits for the low price of like $10,000. And you go, what? And then I'll be in on the next 20 million. So get in early, okay? Because that's going to just keep going up. Bet the bank on it. If your kids and your college money and you have that, go ahead and give that to them. Don't trust in something that's been around forever, because that's the way of the old realm. That's like almost like racist in a way. If you're doing racist shit like believing still in greenbacks, then you're going to find yourself, you know, not being a billionaire. Don't you want to be a billionaire? Knock, knock. Who's there? Say your name. At fucking Matthew Hyland? Nope. That's Matthew fucking Hyland, billionaire, bitch. So he's getting rich like so many other Bitcoins. I don't know why you're not fucking putting your money in it. What do you trust in the old shit? What do you just trust in old fashioned cash? And you want to just cut up, you want to just burn every bank down to the ground and just go, goddamn, I'm only putting $2,000 in my fucking Citibank a month. And why are they charging me fucking 20 bucks? They're still using your money, right? And you go, that's kind of fucked up. Isn't that moneyism? I mean, they have ageism, sexism, racism, blackisms, whiteisms, spark and madisms, and then they don't have a fucking moneyism? If I have low money and somebody's disrespecting me because of my money situation, isn't that moneyism? And shouldn't we strike? Shouldn't we strike out? This is what we should do, okay? We should be striking out on anybody who's belittling somebody for them having low amounts of dollars, okay? I mean, they should literally be lynched, hung, kicked, dragged. I mean, I don't want to – I'll hold short of saying we should George Floyd them, but I think that's a start. If we can just – anybody who's ever saying that, hey, listen, how come you only got like $262 in the bank, you know? What are you, fucking piece of shit? You make me sick. Spit on your land, right? That motherfucker should be held down for no less than how many dollars you got in your pocket. So let's just, for instance, in my instance, I have $276. So that's 270. I'd say 276 minutes is a fair net choke. There's a team that we're gonna call, and they'll come out and solve that. They'll just come out and hold them in a correct position. There'll be an instructional video of basically a breakdown of how, rest in peace, George Floyd died. But we'll take that and we'll Floyd them. They'll get Floyded. It'll turn into an adjective. We're going to make it a positive, therefore, like the N-word, making it a positive. You understand here, Twitter? You guys are smart. You guys understand what I'm saying? So now we have new words, and we just put it out there in the ether, so that's going to happen. Very important for you to talk it out there. Put it out there so that it happens, right? These are very important. Let's go. What's next on here? Pete. America Cover Pete. Pete. Oh, look who it is again. How the fuck does my shit keep coming up? Skip that, bub. It's Carlos Correa, back-to-back home runs off Gerrit Cole for Pete's sake. So the word Pete is in there, so therefore it's trending. If you like baseball, make sure you catch it. It's on every night. This is a promo for baseball. Hey, do you like to just, you know, fuck off and just take naps and then wake up and you're like the same shit, you didn't really miss nothing, and you don't feel confused like an old goddamn senile old man? Major League Baseball. Are you a kid that plays it? You should go see it. Anybody after, you know, 2018, like if you're in college, you shouldn't be going to Major League Baseball games. Like you should be going to like your local ones. Maybe your college. Yeah, I'd be going to college games. Hell, that's where the goddamn trim's at. You know what I'm saying? That's where the cock's at. Go get that fucking fire crotch, dude. Go fucking smash something. You know what I mean? Don't be fucking around giving millionaires more money. Stop fucking off. God damn it. It's fucking irresponsible, in my opinion. All right. Let's see here. Oh, let's close it. Where are we at over here? Dust. All right. Next. Hey, Twitter world. What's next? Late breaking. I don't hear this. You can tell this is Simone. Now this is Simone Biles. You can tell that this is very, very important. It's got a guy in a suit, a flag. It also has a police siren, which tells you right out the gate, Twitter, this needs to be retweeted a ton of times, taken seriously. This is something you want to take back to your group, okay? And your group probably already knows a stance where you can really get everybody riled up, right? And then take it to action, which in action, I mean like go murder somebody, right? You're going to want to really get, you know, almost like a fight club. You're going to want to have your own fight club and your own group, and you're going to want to fucking really get mad at stuff and get yourself worked up. So this is how you come to every tweet like this. When you see a police siren, caps, you're going to want to already prepare yourself for what should be a shitstorm of fucking groups going at each other. Very important. And these are things you see and you know what it is. So let's see what old Representative Jim Jordan, and he has a blue circled check mark, which means he's Twitter famous. He's Twitter important. He's important on Twitter. This is important. It lets you know that, hey, I need to believe this guy, and at least his opinion weighs more than me. Okay? Know your role on Twitter. Always know your role. Okay? So, late breaking. New whistleblowers allege the FBI is purging conservatives at the Bureau. One agent, question mark. I guess that's maybe it's an agent. Maybe it's more. Maybe it's, he doesn't know. Could be a whole shit ton. Could be the whole goddamn bureau. Okay? So he's basically, this is just a big smorgasbord of go fuck yourself is what we're seeing here. It's a bunch of words combined in a way to go, I don't know what's going on, but I should be mad at something. Okay? So as we, you're gonna learn these are Twitter, this is Twitter social cues that you need to understand, folks. Okay? So we got one agent, possibly, could be the whole thing like we just discussed. A decorated war veteran who served in Iraq and Kuwait. Now, there's no question mark. So there could be multiple agents that served in Iraq and Kuwait. He doesn't know. So he's going to leave us hanging. That might be on the next tweet. That's where we really need to be hungry and waiting for this. Always set your alerts so you can get this key information that might get you more worked up to really promote change in a way that nothing will get changed, but you'll still feel like you're twitting and you're typing and you're doing stuff with your fingers. Kind of like when I smoke cigarettes. I feel like I'm doing something, right? It's the same thing. It's the same little rush you get. You feel like you're doing something. You're like, I'm doing something. This is doing something. I'm not bettering my life. I feel like I'm bettering my life. You want to feel like you're bettering your life by saying mean shit. So really type some mean shit, really get in there, dig your cleats in. Don't bend on any points. Don't discuss anything. Really just be a in and out, man. Attack, attack, attack. You know, go fuck yourself, your mother, your dickhead, right? Don't listen. Don't do a two-way. You don't want to open yourself up to that because then you're going to have to go, you know, you might lose your spot in your group. You don't want to lose your spot in your group. I mean, you work so hard to get there. I mean, you're up to fucking 10, maybe 20,000 fucking Twitter followers. And if you're lower than that, you want to be that. You want to get to that, right? You don't want to fuck it off by understanding a situation. So really, you know, I think we covered that. I think you guys get it. Okay. The FBI, which is the Federal Bureau of Investigation of the United America, to all the lesser countries, maybe the ones at war, maybe the honkies that are fighting honkies that speak fucking gibberish over there in the goddamn fucking USSR, fucking off goddamn Putin and his goddamn games. Who the fuck you think you is, Ronald Neal? Shut the fuck out of that war, buddy. The FBI had the audacity to question the whistleblower's loyalty to the country. So they're going to hit you. He's hitting them right where it hurts, right in the patriotism. You want to hit him right in his patriot dick. And that's what he did here. He fucking uppercutted. He dick. Twist his dick. Twist his dick. Right? There's like a, that's what you yell from the Twitter sideline. That's really getting at him. Right? And you hit him where it hurts, dude. You know, tell him his fucking aim's off, right? Tell him his guns suck. You know, what else, dude? Fuck Chick-fil-A, dude. I like Popeyes and shit. Everybody knows Popeyes is a left-wing fucking organization. You can tell by the fucking chick. The chicken reverts back. Ex-o facto. I mean, everybody likes chicken, but I mean, black people also like chicken. So at that point, you have to say that's a left-wing organization. See, that's how they align Twitter so that you know better. So don't fucking, you know, just get in and out. Get in, attack, you know, like the FBI did here. They hit him right in his fucking, right in his own Uncle Sam. They fucking choked Uncle Sam. It's like they figuratively took Uncle Sam and they choked the shit out of him. They were just uppercutting him and to a guy that, you know, is a patriot, that's gonna dent his goddamn fucking his constitution. You know what I'm saying? So very important there. We're not gonna get into the whole document. I mean, first of all, it's too small and I can't fucking read it. That's really the reason. I'm gonna get my goddamn monocle out, fucking read that shit. The Mayans, very important. Now, this is very important news that we all can get behind. Okay, this is a breath of fresh air after what we've been through with these last articles. Okay, and these last, you know, these group efforts where people are going to get all worked up. Now, that couldn't possibly happen on this one. I know that the Mayans just want to bring entertainment to your household. You had a shitty day. You might have got fired. You know, the coworker you want to fuck is fucking somebody else. And you're like, fuck, dude. Like, you know, you probably weren't going to make a move anyway. but you still like the idea. You still like the idea of her being your, you know, one and only. And maybe you went home at night and jerked off to her, like you took secret pictures of her, and you had secret surveillance in the place of business where you shouldn't have. You fucking scumbag. The fuck were you thinking? But, you know, your life sucks anyway, so you're like, fuck it, what are they going to do, fire me? Or we get another dumbass office job, which you can do. Because as we know, office jobs are fucking spirit killing, and they produce some of the worst fucking Twitterers. I bet if there was a goddamn Twitterer poll as to, like, you know, if the algorithm could search for shit people, if it could just pick up if you were a shit individual, because, again, trust in the algorithm, TIA, as we do here on Hey Twitter World with Uncle Dust, centrally located in Southern California. What you want to do is we have the algorithm tap into that. And I bet, you know, off it'd be like the guy that also steals out of the fucking company fridge. He's stealing your fucking potato salad that your aunt made. I mean, she took so much time for that, and you left it in there. You're like, I'm going to come back for that shit. How fucking dare he take that fucking potato salad? Or he just takes a couple bites out of it and leaves it in there. You didn't know he even ate out of it. Next thing you know, you got the fucking corona mixed with the monkey mixed with the fucking who knows what. Goddamn Wuhan's kicking off these days. And it could be a whole thing, Twitter world. So just remember that as we move forward. I think we've become a lot closer in this episode. And I just want to thank you guys. Let's give you guys a round of applause. Okay. It's very important. Mayans, airing. So we had the Mayans. MC stands for Motorcycle Club, which this is a spinoff of the next chapter in Sons of Anarchy, as it says here. Saga with Easy Reyes. I mean, not to be confused with Easy Rider, the original fucking, like, Harley Davidson World War. See, this is what it was, Twitter World, okay? When the World Wars popped off and America had to go dominate and save the rest of the goddamn world, okay? And maybe there's some other people there, but for the majority, you know, America had to go over there and fucking put people in, woo-ha, we got you all in check, right? So a lot of the soldiers would come back and they needed a little freedom. They'd get a motorcycle and they'd start clubs. Therefore, like so-called what we know now as biker gangs, like Hell's Angels and this makeshift one on TV, Mayans, this is what would happen. So catch that. I like Sons of Anarchy. Sons of Anarchy was the shit. Jax, Moro, the fucking Ron Perlman. You know? Good show. It was a good show. You know? Fucking Peggy. Peggy from Married with Children was in it. Phenomenal. Right? Fucking how she walked. You appreciated how she walked. She looked like she had dirty housewife panties on. You were like a kid. I mean, it was like the 80s, late 80s. Oh, it was early 90s. Right? You're going through puberty. Like, I mean, you of course you want to splash on Christina Applegate first, but you were like, maybe mom knows more. You know, Peggy knew more and could really throw it on you. So those are very important facts. Somebody fucking fell down. I don't know what the fuck that was. Jesus Christ. I got a train that runs by my house, but that wasn't a train. Let's read one. What do we got here? Let's see what happened. I really want to hope. Brendan Smith with a LGBTQ flag at Big Dog XVI June 8th, replying to Vanessa _ Cassell and Mayans FX says, let's just see where this goes in the season finale. Really, really want Hope and Letitia to be supported well. At Emily Tosta, #MayansFX with a little motorcycle guy. So that's another thing Twitter offers, which is fun. it's a fun thing. You get to see, you get to support your local millionaires in Hollywood, and also give them a tweet and carry on, therefore bringing your downtime when you're sitting there watching your TV. Like, if they had one for the Righteous Gemstones, for instance, with Danny McBride, John Goodman, which I just watched, which was a fucking great series. Might be the best series I've seen since Kenny Powers. It's up there, bro. I mean, you know, there's great shows that you can rewatch. You know, Band of Brothers, obviously. I just got to watch Pacific again. I watched Band of Brothers. I mean, it must be at least 10 times. You know, those shits always make me cry. Anything with, you know, life, death for your brother in that manner, always, you know, it always gets to me. And I'll cry like a baby. War movie, when they're going to war, like back when they, you know, they had drafts, and if you couldn't, like, there's a scene in the Pacific, like right in the first episode, where the guy, he wants to go get drafted. You know, the war, World War II is happening, and he can't get in. They tell him he's, you know, and there's this like whole dramatic scene where the guy's like pale and he looks like he's trying to join with cancer. And the doctor goes, "Look, dude, we can't send you over there with cancer to get killed. We got to send you, you know," there should have been a position, because a lot of those guys killed themselves in real life. A lot of those guys, you know, God bless the dead. I mean, just fucking ended it, dude. They left the doctor. They gave him a "you can't join," and they popped themselves. So they should have found something. Looking back in history, Twitter, we get the Twitter history, you know, back to the future mobile, and Doc pulled up. You know, we could go back and then get these sick cancer kids that wanted to join the Marines and go over and fight, you know, World War II, right? And we could those guys could be our kamikazes. You know, maybe we could just throw them out of a goddamn plane right into some soldiers. I mean, they'd be happy with that. They're doing it for their country. It's like, get them involved. You know what I'm saying? Strap them with bombs. Did we not know how to? I mean, I don't know if what we know is terrorism existed then. So, I mean, were they the first ones that they had it before that? I mean, they had the kamikazes. So, like, we could have caught on and worked it out, you know, strapped them to a fucking dolphin and with fucking grenades. You know what I mean? And send him to a goddamn U-boat. You're telling me his fucking family wouldn't have been, they'd have got a goddamn Patriot heart on. They're being useful. You know, it's like when you look back at America, there were so many things we did wrong, and that was definitely one of them. So I'd like to, you know, for all those guys that died and their families are out there watching Hey Twitter World, I'd like to say, you know, I apologize that we didn't, you know, make your son, you know, get him involved. You know what I mean? Participation. That's a participation trophy. Like, we should have had that as participation situations. So we apologize for that. And let's give you guys a round of applause. Let's give all the parents, you know, that we just apologized to for the lack of caring. They could have been handled better. But their sick, cancerous, patriot sons, and all they wanted to do was give Hitler what fuck. We salute you. All right. What's next on the menu? Kid Rock. Everybody knows Kid Rock from Fox Nashville. Woo, hot dog. Fox Nashville, June 7th. In an interview with Tucker Carlson, singer-songwriter Kid Rock refused to apologize for a 2019 rant at his Nashville honky-tonk. I do like in 2022, honky tonks. It's still fun. It's still fun. I don't mean me going to a honky tonk, but I just mean the word honky tonk. It's a fun word. If you just say it right, honky tonk. It's a fun word. Shit, say shit kicking honky tonk. Hey, fucking who doesn't want to go? Like in my head, I go, I'm going. I mean, I've never been to one, but I imagine if somebody said, hey, Twitter world, Uncle Dust guy, you want to go to a goddamn shit kicking honky tonk? I'd be like, fucking, where's my spurs, bro? Like, let's fucking go. You got a gun I can borrow? Like, I imagine you go with no less than two guns. You got spurs on, probably like a white coat, like a white, like an old school Johnny Cash white, like Elvis joint. And you just go there and fucking mingle, get drunk, fight everybody, kick a dog. Good stuff. You know, so if anybody out there wants to invite me to a honky tonk, I'm open to it. You know, I'm willing to new things. You know, I'm a try guy in that matter, not in try sexual activities, but I'll try a honky tonk. I can go there. I think I'm open-minded enough to go to a honky tonk. Maybe we can all get invited to a honky tonk. Let's just, at this point, why not? Let's just fucking go. Lost. Fucking honky tonks. God bless them. All right. Where he verbally attacked Oprah Winfrey and others, in quotes, "a drunk man's words are a sober man's thoughts." And that's never been put so eloquently as we see Kid Rock put with his two hands up. He's got one finger on his left hand up. He's got one finger on his right hand up. He's got a microphone cordless in his right hand. He looks like he's filling out. So his diet of, 27 Bud Lights and Hep C pussy is really, really helping. He's got some sort of necklace on, maybe a Harley Davidson one. And it says, Fox17.com, it says, in quotes, "I own what I said. Kid Rock tells Tucker Carlson he won't apologize." So basically he gave Oprah Winfrey what for. I mean, we can kind of guess. I mean, as we know, Twitter, there's people in this world that just, they're just trying to do good, right? So in Oprah's case, she's over there. She just wants to make people happy by giving away cars under the seats. She's got a black goddamn African fucking school kicking off. You know, how are you gonna fucking hate the only black lady ever to open up a black school in Africa? I mean, there's only one, as far as I know. Are you ever here anymore? I mean, how are you gonna even disrespect the Queen Winfrey when she's over here doing way more? I mean, I know Kid Rock maybe has a half black kid or something like that, but he didn't open up a goddamn. I mean, he'd have to open up. He'd have to literally, like, be the stepdad to, like, what, the country of fucking Zimbabwe to even hang in Winfrey's fucking goddamn who's doing more for the blacks fucking ball court, dude. And, hey, Twitter world, let's give it up for Oprah Winfrey. Now, I think a school burnt down, or, like, the country that she had, the African country where she had the school, I believe, if I can recollect, I believe either they were, like, raping the kids. Now, this is just a story that I read. So I don't know if they were raped. I don't know. They were doing something to the kids, or they were, like, stealing the money. I don't know if they were stealing their virginities or stealing the money, but it could have been either or. Don't quote me on that one. They were doing something. They were up to no good. And so Oprah had to go ahead and Harpo had to shut that down. And those Africans, there's no, like, where are those African kids now that Oprah Winfrey freaking saved? Like, I haven't seen it. I don't know if there's a documentary. Maybe you guys know where it's at. Maybe there's a, I don't know, I would think that they would give a shit. And Oprah would, maybe adopt those kids if they shut down the school. If they shut down the only school in Africa, because I never heard of any of those schools in Africa. I mean, I'm guessing they're there. I don't know if they're doing that in between machete hacks or what they're doing there. But it's possible. I'm not, like, saying that there isn't. But they're up to no. There's a lot of fucking czar people over there, and, like, drug lords and, like, tribal beefs. So I think we need to go ahead and have a moment of silence for those children that Oprah left stranded. Let's have a quick prayer. Dear, maybe God, maybe not, maybe scientists, maybe nothing. Maybe we just die and fucking nothing happens. You know what I mean? That'd be fucking shit. So hopefully maybe it's Elon Musk. We don't know. Please help those African kids that Oprah left stranded when she tried to fucking just chase the clout of fucking opening up a goddamn fucking school in the middle of war-torn Africa before Akon even got there and set up lights. They don't even know if they had lights over there. But this cocksucker, he fucking went over there and jammed a bunch of electricity in their country. Now they can see. So we want to take this time to just say thank you and look after those children. Hopefully they don't have their arms missing and their lips and shit. Cause I hate seeing those pictures. Those pictures are it makes me feel bad. You know, anytime they got the lips or like they shaved them off, and it's like they tell them, they like put a gun in their hand. They're like, please, you know, you want to fight for me? And they make them kill their parents. And it's like, yo. And then it's like, I thought only white kids did that, but no, there's somebody over there forcing them to kill their parents and then join their war. And then be like, listen, put on this, you know, pop your top. You got to pop your top, number one. Kid, okay, your 8-year-old Zimbabwe kid, pop your top, okay. Now here's an AK, and now you know barefoot. You're gonna be barefoot and probably in cargo shorts or like old, you know what I mean, like some Big Lots, either Big Lots or Ross Dress for Less, like NBA joints, like softies. I call them softies. We call them softies in my household. Lord or scientist or nothing or Satanist guy or whoever is, you know. Whoever Twitter prays to. I mean, could be all of them. Could be LGBT guy. Maybe there's like a giant sex guy. Maybe that Indian thing. The Indian thing with like 8 arms. That's blue. Anybody ever fucking explain that to me? I think before they show that to anybody, they need to fucking goddamn have a parental guidance warning before they just pop off and say you're, I mean, at least, yeah, I get it. Some people don't believe, you know, Jesus is white, black, whatever, but like, at least he looks like a dude. He looks like a regular dude. I mean, I'd rather, even if they told me 50 Cent, you know, the guy, they showed me like a guy like 50 Cent, and they were like, this is Jesus. I'd be like, hey, man, at least it's a human. I mean, they're popping off showing a goddamn elephant fucking thing with 8 arms. I mean, chill the fuck out with that noise. So hopefully those African kids are good, and we'd like to see a follow-up. So if you could, Twitter algorithm, TIA, please put that in our algorithm so we can get a follow-up to those children and what they're doing now. We say this thing in the name of something, nothing, everything, Jesus, Allah, elephant, Indian thing, whatever, the Hebes, Messiah, Allah, who I can pray to. Thank you very much. And if you want to listen, if you want to help us out, if you want to help the show, maybe put us in the algorithm. Kick that through, because God knows I need the exposure. I could use the exposure. You know, send them over. Bless the Patreon. If you could do that, you know, we'd be much appreciative. So thank you very much, and you know, have a good one. Well, I think that was a pretty good one, man. I got emotional on that one, folks. I got emotional on that one. So I appreciate everybody stopping by. Let's. I think that's it. I think we covered all the topics today. So, thank you. That's it. Thank you, everybody. Oh, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. The podcast is available. It's like lighten up, motherfuckers. It's just comedy. It's just jokes. Okay? You can find me over on all platforms. Download me. Podcast, Uncle Dust versus Everything. Listen to the old ones. Got plenty of those. And also on Catch Us, me and Cliff Focus, every Wednesday, the original Wiggles podcast. It's a good time. Come join everybody over there. Get in the comments. Tell me some hey Twitter world. And came over there. And also, yeah, that's it. Tell somebody. You know? Appreciate you.